Part B. Situation. You are William Lamb, a Secondary 2 student. You are helping Miss Poon, the school social worker, to carry out an anti-drug campaign in your school. You will listen to a conversation between you and Miss Poon. As you listen, you can make notes on page 1 of the data file. Follow the instructions in the question-answer book and on the recording to complete the tasks. You will find all the information you need in the question-answer book, the data file, and on the recording. You now have 5 minutes to study the tasks and the data file.
Thank you.
The conversation will begin now.
Hello, Miss Poon. Sorry to bother you, but do you have time to talk about the exhibition for the anti-drug campaign?
Oh, William, it's no trouble at all. Come in. What do we need to talk about?
There are two things. First, I need some information about the details of the exhibition. And then I've a couple of questions about the article you want me to write.
Oh, that's right. You probably need to know about the duration of the exhibition and the venue.
Yes, that's some of the information I need.
Let me see. I've got that information here on my desk. Yes, here it is. The venue for the exhibition will be the Covered Playground.
Covered Playground. Let me write it down. What about the duration of the exhibition?
We've booked that venue from the 14th of October to the 30th of November.
That seems like quite a long time. The 14th of October to the 30th of November is 1.5 months.
That's right. So lots of people will have to see the exhibit.
That makes sense. Then, for the purpose of the campaign, I was going to write down education. Do you think that's okay?
Education. Yes, I think that's good.
Great. Now for the article. I've got some ideas and an outline. I'd like to start with some facts about drug use, but there are so many and I don't know where to start.
Why don't you keep it simple, William? I've read a survey report saying about 30% of teenagers admitted that they have tried drugs. And perhaps you should mention the three types of drugs commonly used among teenagers. What do you think?
All right, that's a good idea. I'll say something like, according to a recent survey, about 30% of students admitted that they have tried drugs.
That's good. Then give the three types of common drugs: ketamine, methamphetamine, and ecstasy.
I've heard of ketamine, but I don't know how to spell it.
It's spelt K-E-T-A-M-I-N-E.
I see.
And methamphetamine is spelt M-E-T-H-A-M-P-H-E-T-A-M-I-N-E. It's a difficult one to pronounce.
And to spell.
And ecstasy too. It has an unusual spelling. E-C-S-T-A-S-Y. Make sure you get that right.
Thanks for all that, Miss Poon. I think I'm ready to start the preparation work now.
Not a problem, William. Thanks for your help. This is the end of Module 5.